Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Austin Meadows was traded to the Detroit Tigers. Plus, we have bold predictions next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Tuesday, April 5th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. Austin Meadows traded to the Tigers in exchange for Isak Paredes and a competitive balance round B draft pick. Scott, what do you think this move does for Austin Meadows' fantasy value?
Based on where he's ranked, probably not that much. I had him as a bust since the first edition of my bust article because I feel like the step back he took last year, I think that is his true form now with the deadened ball. He can't get away with such a extreme fly ball heavy approach because not enough of those fly balls are going to carry over the fence with the new deader ball than everyone was playing with when he had his career year in 2019. And so I thought eventually the Rays would bench Austin Meadows because they're a team that likes to mix it up. They have a lot of talent on the way. I think that's less true with the Tigers. So I'm more confident in Austin Meadows keeping a job with the Tigers right now as a left fielder, presumably until Riley Green is back, then maybe Meadows moves to DH. I think the stat line's going to be pretty similar. The low batting average, good power, not like Joey Gallo level power, but good power, and a fine fourth outfielder in fantasy, let's say. I think the more interesting angle is who replaces him for the Rays. There's some talk that it's going to be Josh Lowe, a pretty good prospect who had 2020 numbers in about 110 games in the minors last year. So power speed combo is always interesting. The strikeout rate's a little high throughout his minor league career. And so I'm not sure how easy a transition he'll have. I'm not sure how much the Rays of all teams will count on him to play. But I think in five outfielder roto leagues, Josh Lowe is somebody worth picking up.
All right. And he is just 15% rostered. So again, if you need steals or you need an outfielder, Josh Lowe, definitely add him in those formats. Scott, let's get into some bold predictions. Bold predictions are fun. Sometimes they're tough because you want to be out there a little bit, but you want to give yourself a chance of actually getting it right. So let's go back and forth a little bit here. And why don't you start us off? Your first bold prediction for this season.
CJ Abrams leads the National League in saves. Not saves. That would be really bold. In stolen bases.
The Padres need a closer, Scott, so
yeah,
who knows?
That's true. No, CJ Abrams is a very fast runner, 80 grade runner. It sounds like he's going to make the opening day roster. That's not confirmed yet, but it sounds like he's going to be, they're going to move this high-end prospect, have him skip a couple levels to fill in for Fernando Tatis at the start of the year. And yeah, 80 grade speed, the hit tool isn't far behind that. So I think he's going to get on base enough to make use of that speed, a little pop there as well. And if everything goes as hoped, he could move to center field after Tatis gets back. And, you know, if he's in the lineup hitting well, he's going to steal a ton of bases. I wouldn't put him up against Adalberto Mondesi, a healthy Adalberto Mondesi in the AL, but in the NL, you know, Starling Marte's there. I think CJ Abrams could be right there with him.
All right, nice bold call there. I'll give you bold as well. Lourdes Gurriel finishes as the most valuable hitter on the Blue Jays this season. It's going to be tough. He's got Bo Bichette, Vladimir Guerrero on his team, Teoscar Hernandez, who's a third or fourth round hitter as well. I think Gurriel's a really good ball player, and his 162-game home run pace is 29 home runs. He's got to tweak the launch angle a little bit. He hits too many ground balls, but if he hits 35 home runs, he already makes a lot of contact. I could see him hitting, you know, 280 on the higher end. He could hit 300 in this lineup. Counting stats will be there. He could steal a few bases as well. It's definitely bold, but Lourdes Gurriel, I think there's something there. I think he can maybe put out a season that's similar to what we saw from Teoscar Hernandez one season ago. All right, Scott, another bold prediction here from you.
Another bold prediction from me is that both Dalton Varsho and Alejandro Kirk will finish this year as top five catchers in fantasy. Now, a couple secondary bold predictions go with that. One is that Varsha will lead the position in stolen bases. I think he'll do that rather handily. The other is that Kirk will lead the position in batting average. But even more than that, the reason I think top five finish for both is the playing time advantage they're going to have at the position. Varsha projected to be the primary center fielder for the Diamondbacks. Kirk, it's not as clear that he's going to play that consistently at DH for the Blue Jays, but I think if he hits like he's capable of, and I've pointed out before, he has a hard hit rate like Freddie Freeman, a contact rate like Yuli Gurriel, really impressive offensive profile for Alejandro Kirk. If he hits like he's capable of, I think he'll get more and more bats at DH and end up playing more than the average catcher eligible player.
I will leave you with this last bold prediction. Once again, we will have just one 30-30 bat this season. 30 homers, 30 steals. His name is Akil Baddoo, and you can find out why on the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast, which you can listen to on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.